Hello and welcome to The Advance, conversations about news and the Mid-America Union Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Pablo Colindres, Digital Media Manager at the MAUC. Last week, the General Conference culminated a week of annual council on a vote to approve a new document on reconciliation. I chat with Gary Thurber to discuss what the vote means and how we can remain united in our diversity.
I'm Gary Thurber, and I am the president at Mid-America Union.
Thanks for taking some time to talk with me here.
Sure.
You were at the annual council session, right?
I was, yes.
What happened?
Well, you know, first of all, annual council has a lot of things going on besides this. As a matter of fact, this encompassed only about a three-hour period of a week.
Right.
Where reports from all around the world came in, and it's amazing. We're just about at 20 million members now, not quite there.
Wow.
Growing very rapidly, and some really exciting things happening around the world. But as you know, leading up to that, there was some documents that were released. Actually, they weren't even supposed to be released, but someone in the General Conference released them, and different organizations like Adventist Today and Spectrum got a hold of them. They were supposed to be working documents that they were honing in. Well, there was quite a backlash to some of the things that were released, and it's just having to do with the unions around the world, two of them here in the North American Division, who have moved ahead to ordain women against a specific vote taken at the General Conference session in San Antonio. As it turns out, those documents were laid aside. They weren't talked about on the floor. They weren't dealt with at all. They had whittled it down to one document that I think probably most people have seen online, which calls for different divisions to work with their unions if there are out of policy. And they made it general, so it could be about anything, not necessarily just about the women's ordination issue. Right. Although everyone knows this is what brought it to the forefront. And over a six-month period, they work with them. They then bring recommendations to the General Conference as to what could be done to bring some kind of reconciliation with this. At that point, the document gives the General Conference the authority then to also get involved. And then any recommendations they have would be brought back in 2017 at the annual council. That's where it is at.
All right. Like you mentioned, there was a lot of backlash over the first document.
Right.
That first document wasn't the one that was discussed at the annual council. What can we expect from this, from the vote that actually did happen?
It's a great question, and no one really has the answer. I do know the North American Division, Elder Jackson, our leader, has said they will work the process. I know that they're going to set up a time for all the union presidents to meet, to talk, to pray, even fast, over what recommendations and procedures could be brought forth to take care of the misalignment, if you will, that is apparent in the area of women's ordination here. How the General Conference would respond to whatever is come up with and those kind of things is just, I really don't know, because I don't even know what the recommendations are going to be at this point.
Right.
But I think one thing that's really important, Pablo, is to remember a couple of things. One is we've got to be very careful not to react to the what-ifs too much.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let it play out. We need to let it see what's really coming. If it's coming down where there are some major things that could happen that might even cause a split, well, then we'll react to that when it comes. But I think we need to trust that the Lord's got this, and he'll show us a path forward. I believe that.
Like, even the first document, there was no real way to figure out what was going to happen. So, you know, based on what I've seen on social media, do you think we were a little too quick to react? And,
well,
I mean, something very positive could come out of this.
Well, and when the documents were released, they were very real documents that were being looked at. And so it's understandable that people would react.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, though, it had to go through various committees. As they were vetted in different areas, things changed, obviously. And then, by and large, all those other documents were not brought forward for the church body to to discuss at annual council. Just the document we have now with the process that I outlined a little earlier. And, you know, I think we have to respond to that and work together. North American Division is not by itself. It's part of the World Church. We need to work on a path forward, and I believe the Lord will show it to us. I really do.
So a lot of people of my age aren't very enthused about what happened. What would you have to say to someone who might even be on the fence on even staying because of what they think happened?
You know? Sure, sure. I don't believe that this one is generation specific. There are a lot of people in my generation, too, that weren't happy. But it's fair to say what you did, because I think the collegiate age especially, and they're looking at their church saying, hey, what are we doing? What's going on? And I guess what I would say to that group is, let it work. Let the process work. You know, the things they were upset about, they actually got tabled. So that ought to be a positive sign.
Mm-hmm.
If it's working so far, let's just let it play out and trust that God's got a path forward here. That would be my message. Let's just see what God does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked briefly about this earlier. You said that I think we should focus on encouraging people. How do we go about just making sure that we portray a positive, you know, encouraging demeanor to?
Well, it's really sad when people think of annual council and that's all they think of, because there really were some amazing reports of how God's working. What I don't want this to do to us, Pablo, is to paralyze us. I think that's when the devil wins. Dialogue and coming together and working through our problems, we'll do that till Jesus comes. But what we don't want is to take our eye off a mission. We have lots to do. The world is our mission field. If the devil could just get us worrying about this, wringing our hands, paralyzing us, if you will, of all the good we could be doing, that's what I worry about. Two things. One is keep courage, and number two, stay focused on mission. And keep doing those things that you know God has called you to do to bless those around you. And great things will happen in the days to come.
Hello again, listeners. I wanted to tell you about our weekly newsletter, My Outlook, where you can receive news and inspiration every week right in your inbox. It is free to subscribe, and you can opt out at any time. Sign up now at bit.ly/myoutlook. Thank you.
We need everybody. You know, at the general conference session when the vote was taken on, it was never taken on the theology of women's ordination. We've never taken a stance on that as a church. This was on the practice of ordaining women and allowing division to decide when it's right for them missionally to do it. We have to remember that 42.7 thought that was a good idea. And I don't know the math here now, 56.3, I guess, thought, no, not now. That's not a huge margin. And what it says is that here in our church, we have differences of opinion on this. We've really got to put it in perspective. We have to live with each other and work with each other and do mission together.
I saw a report once that the Seventh-day Adventist Church, at least in North America, is one of the most diverse groups. That plays into that.
And the diversity is our strength, not a weakness. And so, you know, my message is, hey, we need each other. And whether or not we agree on this topic is really a side issue to the mission that God gave the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And so keeping focused on mission, learning to live and work with each other, even when we have differences of opinion, is so important. You know, that's one of the privileges we have in our diversity. And I thank the Lord for it. Let's be together, that we're stronger together.
Thanks for listening to The Advance. Please join us next time.